Danny Cullen, here we are now just minutes after defeating the All-Ireland final at the hands of Wicklow. Certainly a game of two halves. Yous were the better side in the first half, but just couldn't replicate that in the second.
Yeah, look, we were well in control now, and they weren't really even really threatening the goal or nothing. Like, you know, we were just kind of tipping away the points, and they kind of clawed it back in, and like we were like 6 or 7 up one stage, and they clawed it back and they, to about 3 and 4 half time, like, and I suppose then the second half they kind of really came at us, like, and it was it was just disappointing now the way we play, but sure, look, that's finals, that's going to happen now.
Yeah, and listen, coming into the game, we were sort of questioning how's the young boys going to deal with the whole experience of an All-Ireland final, because there was a lot of changes from 3 years ago, but the group played very, very well in those opening 15 minutes and the first half.
Aye, look, you can't fault any man, like, we know everyone give it all out there, like, you know, and just disappointing, but, like, and then fairness for them, young boys, like, Liam had a fantastic game today, like, and... You know, Stephen McBride was very good, but even that, the old lad really stood up too, you know, like Ron McDermott's first half was one of the best I've seen in a Donegal jersey, like, and he was in there against two men, and he came out near every ball, went near him, like, and, you know, so we were kind of looking for those boys to step up, and he did today, like, and, but look, that's just disappointing now, and, but look, that's
yeah,
it.
That's it. And we'll have to mention young Park Doherty of Cairn Donagh.
Yeah, I know, that's sure.
Super.
That's fantastic too, like, Doherty had a great game, like, all year, like, you know, he just pushed in his way in the team and never left it, and today he showed what he can do, and fantastic game, like, and but look, that's the way it is.
Listen, just didn't work out today for you, but you'll regroup again, Danny, so you will, because it's a good panel here, sort of.
That's it. No, hopefully every man will be back next year and ready to go, and that's the way it is. So
I know it's early question to ask you at this stage, only minutes after defeating Ireland, will Danny Cullen be back?
Yeah, 100%, no bother.
So Ronan McDermott, this is a big performance by Donegal, but just wasn't to be today.
No, it wasn't. We had a great first half there. I think we really probably played out our skin in the first half, and second half just didn't. We never really got back to the same levels, you know. And Wicklow went cut 1-5 there and unanswered. And to be honest, just couldn't really seem to fully get going in the second half there. But we gave it everything. Yeah.
You were the target man in that opening half, so you were, and it was working very, very well. The big long balls coming in. You were causing havoc in the middle of that Wicklow defence.
It seemed to be working well. We had plenty of space in the first half, and the ball was sticking, and there's boys coming off my shoulder, and it was actually working really well. First, it's just a pity the second half. It didn't really quite happen the same, you know.
Yeah. You took a couple of big hits. You took a knock at the end of the first half, which we were concerned about, and then you took a hefty one at the start of the second. And probably Wicklow knew that they had to stick tight to you and give you those if they were going to be in with a shout.
Definitely. I took a bad knock at the end of the first half, probably the last few minutes, and to be honest, just didn't really quite fully recover from it. I just wasn't the same there, but I was still able to play on. But that's just what happens in finals. You get them big hits, and you have to just keep going with it.
Yeah. And their substitutes made a huge difference as well in the second half, didn't they?
Definitely. They were very clinical. Their forwards in the second half didn't miss much there. And it's probably the difference between the sides there, you know, they end up. But
I know it's disappointing today, but listen, you guys can regroup again. There's no doubt you can be back here next year and try and get up that Christy Ring again, because you are a very, very capable group for it.
Definitely. Hey, we've got a great mix there, kind of young and kind of older lads there. Honestly, half forward, I think the average age was 20 the other day, so them boys have big futures ahead of them, like, so we'll definitely be back next year and give it another good go.